Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, fans of Florp, of Bobby Wonder, but most of all, fans of me, Grabstack. We are back with another episode of Grabstack's radio show, Mathematic Edition. This week, we take on the mighty Mathematic, that devious machine bent on delivering math problems that we just have to solve. I guess when I put it that way, the Mathematic doesn't sound so devious. More helpful, really, because when it comes to math, practice is the name of the game. I guess the Mathematic is helping us practice. But who wants a friendly game show? Not me, so we take on the Mathematic of Doom. Oh no, I think Doom might be coming off a little strong there. Let me try that again. The Mathematic of Perplexing Problems. Oh, there we go. I think that strikes just the right note. The rules of defeating the Mathematic are simple. Carl, the station manager, will print off 3 problems for 3 rounds, and for each round, I will read the question, and then you get 10 seconds to solve it. If you need more than 10 seconds, you can always pause the show. I don't mind waiting for you. I also recommend grabbing a pencil and a paper to solve your problems, so it's much easier when you write things down. I have mine right here. I got my little yellow math journal and my pencil with a little pig eraser. Why a pig, you ask? Because pigs are great at math, or at least I assume they are. Otherwise, how could they have built those little houses out of straw and bricks and sticks? After all, engineering takes a lot of math, you know? Although, to be fair, 2 of those houses got blown down, so maybe they made some errors in their calculations, in which case pigs maybe weren't so good at math. Well, too late now. I've already committed to this pig as my math good luck charm. Let's see if it works. I hear the Mathematic chugging away, which means Carl must be printing out the first question. It sounds like today our questions will be all carnival-themed. Oh, that's great. I love a good carnival. I hope I don't get distracted by thoughts of carnival food, though. Oh, it's so endlessly delicious. All right, let's start off the first round. And the first question is, the cotton candy man makes 85 bushels of cotton candy for the fair. He sells 32 bushels. How much cotton candy does he have left over? Ready, solvers? 10 seconds on the clock. Let's go! Oh, cotton candy sounds like such a treat. I think every math problem that has food in it ought to come with a free sample of whatever they're talking about. That's how it is with schmath on floor. Well, schmath is mostly just food. I don't know how many problems we're solving. Unless the problem is that you're hungry, in which case we nail it every time. But honestly, how am I supposed to focus on a question about cotton candy when I don't have any cotton candy? I guess I'll just have to imagine I have cotton candy. I can do that. Okay, here I go. I am imagining that I am hanging out at the carnival next to the cotton candy stand and eating 32 bushels of cotton candy. That's right, I'm eating them all. And then the cotton candy man is incredulous because he made 85 and now I've eaten 32 of them, which means if he took 32 away from 85, he would have 53. The answer is 53. Oh, I better eat faster. That's a lot of cotton candy I'm going to have to get through. Oh, what's that, Carl? Oh, we got the answer, so it's time to move on to round 2. Hey, don't rush me. I want to finish my cotton candy. Ha ha ha, that's a joke. Okay, fine. Let's move on. Round 2. The question is, there are 10 rides at the carnival. Bobby Wonder wants to ride each one 3 times. How many times does he get on a ride? All right, 10 seconds are on the clock. Ready, set, go! Oh, that Bobby Wonder. I can't believe he wants to ride each ride 3 times. I bet they're all fast and designed to make you toss your cookies. Ugh, I hope I'm not hanging out in his belt for this question. Okay, let's see. If he wants to ride each ride 3 times, then we need to multiply 10 times 3, which is 30! Tea and waffles, 30 rides would be a lot of rides. Let's definitely imagine that I am not in his belt for this. So, all right, solvers, we're cooking with carnival gas here. Let's move on to the next question. Round 3. The question is, it costs $1 to play the ring toss. If you have $5, how many times can you play the ring toss? Are you ready? 10 seconds are on the clock. Let's go! Well, I don't know. Can't you just give the man $5 and have him tell me? Oh, Carl's saying that's not a very good strategy because the other man might not know either, which means I would have to know how much of my own money I'm spending. Oh, that's so much responsibility! I can't think with this sort of pressure. Oh, what do we do here, Carl? Divide? Carl says any number divided by 1 equals itself, which means 5 divided by 1 equals more cotton candy. Oh, no, wait. No, it equals 5. Ooh, which means we can play the ring toss 5 times. Ooh, we got it, solvers. 3 for 3, as we do. Friday is listener mailbag. If you have a question you'd like to ask me, write to me at grabstack@gokidgo.com. It can really be anything you like. I just love getting mail, and your question could be read live on the air. Oh, it's all very exciting. And while you're writing to me, check out the www.gokidgo.com website. There's all sorts of fun things to do there. You could color in a picture of my face. Yeah, it's true. All right, until next time, listeners, Grabstack signing off.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.